This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. If you've been paying attention or listening lately, you know that my box broke. So go check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Not talking to them about doing a build right now. Maybe we'll get that put in the works. The man who allegedly tried to stab gubernatorial candidate Representative Lee Zeldin was released by the local cops from custody hours after the incident, just as the lawmaker predicted. Now, he was arrested again by the feds, but that's beside the point. This guy, David G. Jacobonis, who jumped on stage and told Zeldin that you're done before he tried to stab him with a sharp object in the neck, was charged with attempted assault in the second degree. Zeldin said he grabbed the man's wrist until others at the event jumped in to help. Joe Chenley, a Marine combat veteran and a national executive director of AMVETS, was among those to tackle the suspect. Chenley told Fox News Digital, his right hand came up, I assume, out of his pocket, and he had a blade on his hand. His fingers were like two finger holes in the blade and lunged at the congressman. And Congressman Zeldin blocked the first lunge, and then as he tried to lunge again, I grabbed him from behind and tackled him down to the ground and held him on the ground. Zeldin was actually giving a speech before this attack began on bail reform. And quite the trooper, he got up there and finished his remarks after the incident. On Twitter, he said, thank you to everyone who reached out following tonight's attack in Fairport. Someone tried to stab me on stage during this evening's rally, but fortunately, I was able to grab his wrist and stop him for a few moments until others tackled him. I'm okay, and at Esposito for New York, and all other attendees are safe. The attacker is in custody. Grateful for the attendees who stepped up quickly to assist and the law enforcement officers who quickly responded. I'm as resolute as ever to do my part to make New York safe again. In a follow-up tweet, based upon the New York laws that are currently in place at the moment, he predicted his attacker would likely be instantly released under these laws. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. And this is why crime is out of control. Has nothing to do with guns. Guns doesn't make crime go out of control. Because if that were the case, all these places that don't have any crime that are washing guns would be experiencing crime that is out of control. But that is not the case. That is not the case. In fact, we are an incredibly civil society, considering everything that's out there available to people right now today. And when people say, oh, but Bill, all the murders are up and all this is up and everything else, we still, considering how many guns are in the United States and how many people are in the United States, and then when you look at the percentage of things, some of these things statistically are barely blips. Does that make them good? No. But they are a result of a set of policies that make it permissive for them to occur. If you put a revolving door turnstile at the jailhouse and you throw them in there and then it never stops and they know that they're going to be able to walk in there and sign a piece of paper and walk away. Case in point, there was some group out of California that I think they arrested in New York for had $1 million worth of fentanyl. And they let him go. They let him go, and then when it was time for court, they were no-shows. They did not do it on the honor system. Because that's what it is. It's basically the honor system. And there's that old saying, there's no honor among thieves. And that turns out to be correct. But anyway, if you look at the media, because the media has been pushing a lot of this stuff, you notice that there's a leftist bias in the media. They push all this stuff, and that bias is displayed more often in the topics they choose to emphasize than in outright misinformation. A lot of stuff they just don't even cover. And the major narratives that the media is trying to drive home is it's sort of silly. Like, the Republicans have become extreme. Out of the mainstream, and we are dangerous. And there is absolutely some craziness on the American right, but it's misinformation on the highest order to pretend the eccentricities of the right even approach the outright radicalism of the left is mainstreaming today. And that's the big lie the media is trying to pull off. And it's beginning to not work. And now, because it isn't working, right? Because you don't trust the media, many in the press are openly advocating against balance, fairness, and objectivity like that's actually out there today. And nobody benefits more from that dynamic than the president resident. And even with a press corps desperate to prop him up, he's plumbing historic depths in unpopularity. It's hard to say he hasn't earned it. List of failures is too long to list. And they're largely self-created by an adherence to a fringe ideology at odds with decades and even centuries of what is mainstream American political thought. Like opening the southern border to such an extent, the U.S. now has virtually no control over the flow of immigrants, weapons, and illegal drugs. And do I think every immigrant coming into the United States is a bad person? No. Do I think a lot of them are bad people? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Dangerous drugs like fentanyl are coming across at previously unthinkable levels. On crime, Biden has failed to stand up to the crazies in his own party when they implemented bizarre ideas like defunding police, getting rid of cash bail, and not prosecuting criminals. And crime is now booming in many cities. It's gotten so bad that even voters in leftist cities are throwing prosecutors, like in San Francisco, they're throwing prosecutors out of office. Voters, especially minority voters, are switching parties over this issue. There were many Americans who were disenchanted with the multi-decades war in Afghanistan. But Biden handed over security for that withdrawal to the Taliban. And in the end, it cost billions in lost weapons and 13 people's lives. And this one was so bad that even the assist from the press corps was tepid as a result. Hard to defend that one. And then there's energy, which is very important. He's helped choke off the American energy industry to the detriment of thousands of us. And he's begging our enemies for more oil. While he could go to Texas and beg them for more oil. More to the point, he could sign a few things and just let Texas do it, and they would, we'd have more oil. So that is a really great example of putting ideology over everyday Americans. And, of course, the economic agenda, which has driven inflation to the unsustainable point it's at today. The American Rescue Plan dumped billions of new dollars, read that to mean printed money, into an already overheating American economy, and it helped drive up inflation to a record level. And rather than hold anybody to account, the press has worked hard to normalize the craziness. Very impossible task. Now, and surprisingly, well, turns out the hero of all things right now is Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin is the hero. He's the hero. And the left doesn't like him too much for this, but, that is the cost. That is the cost you pay when you say you're going to be moderate and you turn out to be radical. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, sometimes, just sometimes, you'll see this case where the private sector tries to create a public good and maybe bring in new customers. But it doesn't stop there. It actually is beginning there. It has to do its part, too, when it comes to basic services such as public safety. If any of you have been in one of the bigger city Starbucks locations, you'd find that, especially in certain locations, that there's a line going into the restrooms. The restrooms now are co-ed, right? They can be male or female. They have not bothered to get out there and cover all of the various gender permutations, nor should they have, although they shouldn't have done what they did, because now they're paying for it. And, Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz has been, you know, he's been a lifelong champion of the kind of sentimental urban progressivism that has helped turn the public spaces of cities like Portland and Philadelphia and, you know, New York into part-time homeless shelters and makeshifts. And in Schultz's case, now his business is paying the price. See, most would look at a Starbucks and say, you know, these things have got to be profitable. Got to be. Because, it, you know, if you're buying a $6 cup of coffee, it doesn't cost them $6 to make it. Even in today's prices, it might cost $2. So they have plenty of profit built into it. But what they basically did was they opened their restrooms, just their restrooms, to the general public as a grand social justice gesture. And now, mostly in big progressive Democrat-run cities, they're now having to close locations. Because the locations have become too dangerous for customers and staff. Homeless people camp in the bathrooms or make mad scenes in the cafes. So many junkies are using Starbucks restrooms to shoot up that the company's been obliged to install needle disposal boxes in some of its stores. Welcome to Portland. And the employees who had to clean up those messes understandably complained about possible exposure to HIV and hepatitis. It never works out very well either when you mix these two things up. Selling caffeinated adult milkshakes for $6 a cup and hepatitis. Schultz, who describes himself as a lifelong Democrat and who is big on the issues you expect the CEO of Starbucks to be big on, gay marriage, climate change, etc., has toyed around with the idea of running for president a couple of times and promised a politics based on a deep level of compassion and empathy for the American people, which is not what America needs from an elected office holder. Americans need safe streets and clean and orderly public places. They need effective law enforcement and security in their persons and property. And this isn't the sort of thing you get from, you know, Kashama Sawat and the socialist alternative crackpots, you know, in Seattle's city government. It's the kind of thing you get from hard-headed practical city leaders of the kind Rudy Giuliani used to be before he decided to move on from that. They're closing 5 Starbucks stores in Seattle, the chain's hometown, which, you know, that's sort of a, that's not a very good sign. But they're not closing any in Provo, Utah. And there's a reason for that. There are whispers that this is a covert campaign against union organizers in Starbucks stores, but I think Schultz is starting to understand in a practical way what democratic governance means for a big city. He complains that the municipal governments in question have abdicated their responsibility when it comes to law enforcement and mental health. And, oh, yes, you are correct, sir, they have. But so has Howard Schultz, who he was bullied into making a groveling apology after Starbucks employees in Philadelphia declined to let 2 men who had not bought anything use the cafe's restroom. Men were black and were arrested when they refused to leave. Starbucks apologized, changed its bathroom policy, fired the employee who called the police, and paid the 2 men an undisclosed sum of money. Which is to say they buckled under precisely the kind of nonsensical woke cultural politics that is ruining the city where Starbucks now finds itself forced to close their stores. Portland and Seattle won't enforce order in their cities, and Starbucks won't enforce the rules in its own stores because doing so puts the company on the wrong side of the sophomoric social justice sensibilities that Howard Schultz unfortunately shares. I don't know how long they can actually do this. There's still some places. First of all, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but in places where they're able to do any business at all, they've built so many that they're strangling themselves. You can't, I mean, it's not like convenience stores. There's not that much of a demand for Starbucks coffee. Starbucks coffee is okay. The thing about Starbucks coffee is if you have a certain drink in Las Vegas, it's going to taste the same in Louisiana somewhere because of their recipes and the way they do things and the way they train their people. But having said that, that's the same kind of rationale that used to be used for Applebee's. And look how that worked for them. So unless you're actually providing something that everybody wants, if you build too many of them, there's just not that many. In the city where I live, which I live in a suburb of Greenville, South Carolina, called Simpsonville. In Simpsonville and Fountain Inn, there's three Starbucks. Three. On Woodruff Road, which is a main thoroughfare in Greenville, South Carolina, where a lot of shopping takes place, and there's some residential areas. If you go to one end, you got one, two, three Starbucks, and I think there's one in a Target, and then just up the street, about a mile and a half away, is another one. So there's four in general proximity. There's just not that much demand for it. So between the stupidity of being a little overexpansive and the fact that they are absolutely social justice warrior idiots, they're killing their business. They are killing their business. And, well, hopefully there'll be some other coffee shops, because I do like coffee other than my own, although I'm drinking more of my own here lately, just because I can't afford Starbucks no more. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is meeting virtually with CEOs and labor union leaders to discuss the CHIPS Act. The bill is intended to increase U.S. production of semiconductor chips that are in a lot of today's electronics.
How does this make a difference in how and how does it ensure our systems are going to stay at the leading edge? It's one thing to say there's uninterrupted access. We make it here and build it here in America.
Supporters are claiming more semiconductor chip manufacturing in the United States would address inflation. Opponents of the bill argue it's corporate welfare. Dallas police say a woman was shot after she opened fire inside an airport. Police Chief Eddie Garcia saying an officer shot the 37-year-old suspect in the legs when she began firing at the ceiling inside Love Field. USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris spent part of her Monday in Indianapolis, where multiple bills are up regarding abortion that have been proposed by Republican lawmakers.
This legislation is not intended to end abortion in the state of Indiana. It's intended to facilitate abortions in Indiana based upon polling results and in complete disregard to voters who helped establish these Republican supermajorities.
Indiana Right to Life President Mike Fichter, that audio courtesy of CNN. Much has been made about the surge in illegal immigration, but Republican leaders say that's only the tip of the iceberg. House Republican Chief Deputy Whip Drew Ferguson says the number of illegal immigrants who are able to get away from the Border Patrol is astounding.
There are over 500,000 getaways that we don't know who they are.
The Georgia congressman, part of a group of Republican lawmakers visiting the border. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, at some point, the serious people in the climate change debate need to take time out and regroup. It is one thing to point out some facts about climate changing. I can listen to and deal with all of that. It is quite another for former VP Al Gore to bring up Uvalde, which I find it interesting that he decided to compare this. I keep saying all the time they use the same sort of template to push climate change on you, to push the fear. But this was interesting. And we get this from Fox News. Former Vice President Al Gore made a stunning comparison, saying climate change skeptics are similar to the law enforcement officers who botched the response to the mass school shooting in Uvalde. He said during a pre-taped Meet the Press interview, which aired Sunday, climate deniers are really in some ways similar to all of those almost 400 law enforcement officers in Uvalde, Texas, who were waiting outside an unlocked door while the children were being massacred. They heard the screams, they heard the gunshots, and nobody stepped forward. And God bless those families who suffered so much. Law enforcement officials tell us that's not typical of what law enforcement usually does. That's so stupid on its face, you know, to play that. And God bless America that this man did not carry his home state of Tennessee and win the presidency. State slogan is Tennessee, America at its best. And that first Tuesday of November 2000, they were at their best. I wonder how the families of those kids, on top of everything else that they're having to deal with, feel about this stupid comment. And, yeah, there were serious mistakes from unlocked doors to careless parents to terrible execution by police officers. Why? How does climate change figure into this? Did Mr. Todd challenge that outrageous statement? Like the abortion crowd who get more hysterical by the minute, the climate change brigade needs to get away from opportunists like Al Gore and I don't know, start talking sensibly if they can. Oh, goodness gracious. Then, of course, now, have you ever noticed how, in technical jargon, most of the time, if you call somebody looking for technical support, the first thing they're going to say is, have you power cycled it? Which means, have you turned it off and on again? It's straight out of the IT crowd out of Britain. And what this is it's a reset of sorts. And this is what the great resetters out there want. I received a thing today on the Weather Channel on my phone stating that soon we'll get to know the carbon impact of the food we eat. And guess what food brings the most impact to the climate? Well, meat, of course. Now, the great resetters want an America of servile citizens who are willing to eat bugs and obey commands, accept fuel rationing, and own nothing but have the pedal to the metal in their nefarious plans to usher in worldwide communism for the masses and perpetual wealth, power, and privilege for the Schwab, Obama, Soros axis of evil, or SOS, as I call it. What's been a slow and long march through these institutions these last 100 years has taken on such urgency today that they have scurried out of their usual hiding places in the shadows to prance around before us in broad daylight. How pale they must be. And what could have triggered these guys to, you know, morph from methodical societal saboteurs into outright commie colonizers almost overnight? And it's in one name, Donald Trump. One minute, the American destroyers were in total control of the Republican and Democratic-ish parties, and America's uniparty was in full lockstep, marching mechanically to the globalist order's tyrannical little tune. And the next minute, bam! Trump came out of nowhere. He dashed their certain triumph and deflated their celebratory balloons, filled with hot air and boasting, "Congratulations on your new world order." The global elite thought the guy coming down the golden escalator would be the perfect foil to launch Hillary into the White House with such a electoral landslide that the World Economic Forum's global socialism would get the mandate it needed to subdue America once and for all. Yeah. To their horror, it turned out that Trump was an America-loving patriot and brawler nobody had seen in the political arena for generations. That's because he wasn't a politician. While the communists were taking victory laps on that election, Donald Trump was busy dipping his wrapped fists into hot resin and broken glass before throwing some deadly blows at both Hillary Clinton and the corrupt D.C. establishment that nourished and maintained her. Remember when Trump held a pre-debate press conference with several Clinton survivors who had credibly accused Bill of rape and Hillary of destroying their lives? Up to that point, nobody was telling the truth about the Clintons. When the outsider Trump entered the ring, he didn't know he was supposed to take a dive in the second round after giving the people a few minutes to blow off steam and cheer. He went all in. He went for the knockout, declaring a war on the enemy of the people, media, the wretchedly wicked Clintons, and the whole filthy, fetid establishment that gives them power still today. That was one of those moments in time, too, that functioned as a gate that swings humanity into the next era. Much will be written in the future about the avalanche of chaos today, the central bankers' inflationary debt bombs, the climate cults' covert communism, the global health bureaucrats' malevolent use of the great China virus to crush individual liberty and drop a pandemic iron curtain of surveillance and control around the citizens' lives, and of course the World Economic Forum's Malthusian efforts to build back better totalitarianism on a global scale. But the triggering event for all those diabolical plans coming to a head right at this moment, however, was when American voters went to the polls in 2016 and said no more. When Donald Trump won the presidency, he kicked the gate opening and leading to the next historical era wide open. And that shocked the hell out of the calculating resetters patiently conquering the world. They could not allow this awakening to ripple across the world like a MAGA boulder heaved into a globalist pond, and they have been waging deadly smash-mouth political war against those who dare to think for themselves ever since. Nobody said this is going to be a walk in the park. When you open the gate to a playground filled with murderers and tyrants, you've got to watch your six and play for keeps. And that's another bit of education whose lesson has been painfully steep. So, that's still there. We still have to battle the Democrat hive mind. You know, they did a lot of things counter that completely hogtied Trump from doing anything. They had to steal the election because Trump was going to win re-election in a landslide. And he got 10 million more votes than he did in his first victory. But a well-funded cabal of powerful people, they worked together behind the scenes to influence perceptions and change rules and laws and steer the media coverage and control the flow of information. And the problem here is that they have awakened a ton of Americans to the endemic corruption and evil around them. Propaganda is powerful when it wafts over you like a puff of smoke growing until it blankets all you see. But when people know that the fog around them is filled with government lies, everybody knows trouble is coming. So in their zeal to get Trump and squeeze his voters into submission, their treachery is backfiring in a really big way. And, you know, there's a whirlwind starting. Schumer thought he saw one, but he didn't see one. He was just imagining one. He can't imagine what's coming now. Can't imagine it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Got a build coming up here shortly. Now then. I want to talk about something that's about to be happening to me. Now, it won't happen to me quite the same way it happens to most people, simply because I don't work for anybody and I don't work with anybody. But I don't know, for some of you, I don't know if you started to notice, but at age 50, for some reason people begin to think that you are done. If you look at some of these, when you look at some of these corporations out there, you'll find it's hard to find anybody over 40 in some cases, over, unless they are the CEO or something, or they own the company. And I get the math of promoting someone on the back end of their career, but there's one thing that you cannot teach in college, which is experience. Now, in the same time as we're here existing in real time, trying to go on and on, there also has been this new thing that has popped out in the corporate world, if you will, and that is diversity. Everybody has an affinity group for somebody, for Latinos, for people of color, LGBTQ, you know, diversity and inclusiveness. Encouraging people to speak up if they felt that they were being treated differently. People encouraged to look for microtransgressions. In the meantime, every possible division for people has some group representing them. But for some reason, the older employees are now lumped into one, you know, just the old people. Some people think that it is a insult to refer to the boomers as boomers, baby boomers. I'm a baby boomer. I'm on the very tail end of it. I think the baby boomer generation ended in 64. I was born in 61. There is such a thing as age discrimination. And if you suggest to it, and I mean, somebody even put a name to it, chronodiversity. The needs of older employees are different from that of the younger staff. Many are focusing on retirement. They want to understand that process and the changes in benefits. Having groups to support them seem like a low-cost, easy win. The other thing about seasoned individuals working for anybody is that they have a whole lot to offer in terms of experience. They have dealt with many things that most people wouldn't deal with. And given an opportunity to actually share some of it, many would do that in a heartbeat. They would actually help train their successors, help them get along. A lot of times some of these corporate entities will take, when they really have a problem, they'll put all of the senior staff into it, the seasoned employees, to try to accelerate solving a problem, because they often have the expertise and experience in implementing that kind of solution. Now, whoever offered up chronodiversity, I'm sure they were hopeful that that would be embraced, because everybody likes, right now, ID politics is the thing. here's an ID for us. Here's a moniker for us. Chronodiversity. But I don't know that that helps leverage and enhances the work and experience for anybody in a certain age group. And indeed, a lot of them are, a lot of these affinity groups are actually aimed at the younger staff, because the younger staff develops some really bad habits before college. While they're in college, these students expect companies to have these kind of programs in place. They have been so coddled, they want their safe spaces to follow them from universities to the workplace. And the real interest was recruitment of campus graduates, not actually attending the needs of people working there. And that has nothing to do with productivity or quality, but coddling the youth they were trying to hire. And it was infuriating, and it is head-scratching, but, I'm not surprised for it. I'm not surprised by it. Nowadays, when the older generation is done, when my generation is out of the way, good luck. Good luck with productivity, because giving in to them is not going to make things better. And it's not going to make things more productive. And you guys are going to be arguing and plotting more about stuff that, as far as the feels and everything, instead of what's actually going on in the firm, which, whatever that firm may be. And this means the diversity and inclusiveness programs that these companies have rushed into place are facades. Some are thinly veiled attempts to push CRT into corporate America, targeting white employees as privilege. They pick and choose the groups they want to elevate. More often, they're not ignoring their greatest asset, the older employee. And this is important because we are approaching a recession. It is often the more experienced employees that are laid off first when it comes time to swing the axe. And when they claim that is not the case, it is a stark reality that any employee over a 50 understands. Older staff's paid the most, so you get a bigger bang on the payroll by letting them go. And you can replace them with a large number of inexperienced hires. Ask Starbucks how that's working out. Regardless of if they have any skill or ability or actual productivity, it is no myth. So, if you are a victim right now of Biden's economy, getting a job if you're 50 or older is far more difficult than for a younger person. I'm glad I work for myself. I'm glad I have a team behind me. I'm glad I have a network that I work with. Because otherwise, just like everybody else out there, I had a comment the other day on a gun video I put up. Somebody said in the comment, they were like, this economy has hit me so hard I can't even consider this anymore. But, that's the problem. That's the problem. Why would you take somebody who knows what they're doing? If you really want to see a object lesson about that. You should go watch that Space Cowboys movie where they have to go get Clint Eastwood and James Garner and Donald Sutherland and, gosh, I can't remember his name now. Why is it? The other guy. Because they're the only ones that know how to deal with a certain computer program that is up in space and is about to decay and come down on top of everybody. So if you roll up on somebody today and they go, okay, boomer, just remember that they don't care. They don't think that's a problem being discriminatory to an older person. These are the people that are triggered by every slight, intentional or imaginary. They have no problem tossing around snide boomer comments. And yet, in most companies, HR ignores the slights against the older people. And that will be an issue for the youth in the workplace when they get older, because they will stay there and work. The millennials of today will be in a uproar when the reality of America's ugly discriminatory practice catches up with them. And they're not going to, what are they going to do? What will they do when it's their turn? Because eventually everybody gets a turn. When you make this kind of a sandwich, everybody gets a bite. And, thankfully I won't be around to watch that. It'll be sad for the country when that happens. So, you know, youth of America, we're doing our very level best to keep things together, holding it together by the seams. You had better step up. Because I won't be involved in it. When my time is done, I'm done. I'm out of here. And it'll be on you. Oh, yes, it'll be on you. Coming up next, we're going to talk about long-range self-defense and other things with one of the biggest self-defense experts on the planet, and that would be Masad Ayoub. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.